There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
This is Chicago's exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 49. Hear the Seahawks battle the Patriots right here. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves host Rockford this Saturday, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Bulls begin their road trip this evening. It's the start of six, and tonight they're at Golden State. The Warriors have won five in a row. They're 21-1 at home this season. Jimmy Butler missed today's shoot-around, is likely to miss the game. He's questionable for it with an illness. Mike Dunleavy also is questionable with that right ankle injury. Dunleavy has not played since January 1st. The Blackhawks are off today. They skate in L.A. tomorrow night. Corey Crawford gets the start in net. Clint Hurt will remain with the Bears as their new outside linebackers coach. Hurt spent last season with the team as an assistant defensive line coach. And here's Media Day, Super Bowl 49. This is Billy Boy from New England.
Everybody's important. I think everybody who plays will be important. So each person will have a role to play in this game, every coach, every player on offense, defense, special teams, and we'll need everybody to be at their best.
Every coach, every player is going to have a role. That's the kind of stuff you get for Super Bowl Media Day. It's Super Bowl 49, Seahawks and the Patriots. I think Bill Belichick gets a bad rap. So if you're ever feeling bad about yourself, just remember.
Everybody's important.
See, everybody's important. That's what Bill Belichick told you. Seahawks and Patriots, you can hear the game right here on The Score, Super Bowl 49, right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And Martin Brodeur will retire after 22 years of playing professional hockey. Congratulations. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Casty Tire and Service. Visit castytire.com. Interact with your favorite shows on 670 The Score, brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. Text to 67011 and we'll send you a message confirming we've received your text. Message and data rates may apply. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the radio home for Super Bowl 49. It's on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by CDH Proton Center.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish on the sideline doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Covering the Bears for the Chicago Sun-Times.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience on the sideline who's confirmed it. Hub, thank you.
Director of football content at ChicagoFootball.com.
We got to call this like it is. It's Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler's not a winning quarterback right now.
Hub Arkish.
I've heard this wild optimism all over town today, so I shut up to pee on everybody's parade.
Hub Arkish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Hey, 504 Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. It's time for our favorite guy. Hub Arkish is on Twitter, at Hub Arkish. He is also found on Twitter, or his work is, at Shy Football. You can find him at ChicagoFootball.com, and right now you can find him on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Try Chicago's authentic thin crust pizza. It is your favorite day on the calendar, Hub. It is Media Day, where nothing but credentialed, professional, serious journalists surround you.
It was the worst ever.
Really? I love this day.
Really?
Why?
Well, first of all, they've set an NFL media record. There were 5,500. That's 5,500 credentialed media. And you know, anecdotally, I will tell you, I haven't bothered wasting time studying it, but that is almost 100% increase just in the last 8-9 years. I remember when it grew to 3,000, it was a big deal, and I want to say last year it was only 4,000. I don't know. So anyway, 5,500 credentialed media, and the thing that's weird about it, guys, is as you know, most of the print outlets are struggling terribly and have cut back on expenses. A lot of the best writers in the country aren't even getting to come anymore. Sports radio stations have cut back. These people are weirdos. I mean, I don't know where they come from. You know, it's they're all TMZ and all these you know, funky splinter things that want to get some publicity, and it's just a waste of time.
So there was nothing to be learned whatsoever. You no information of any value.
As I just tweeted a few moments ago, I did learn that Johnny Ware wears more makeup than Tara Lipinski, and he's much prettier. And he screwed up every interview I tried to do. You know, they kept showing up in the middle of everything.
Ugh.
Obviously there was a little bit of stuff. Marshawn Lynch embarrassed himself again. Everybody knew that was going to happen. Apparently the league is going to let him get away with it again. I think everybody knew that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Carroll, interestingly enough, was asked about the USC thing when I was standing there.
And,
wow. You know, I thought it was fascinating over the last week as everybody's been focused on, you know, football's deflated balls, that nobody had pointed out that it was just 3-4 months ago that Carroll and the Seahawks were fined over $300,000 and docked a couple minicamp practices this year for holding illegal practices, too much contact in their summer minicamps this past year. That qualifies as cheating, I believe, in the same respect as the pain, and nobody had mentioned it. That didn't come up today, but now we're sitting there, and all of a sudden it was obviously somebody from L.A., and Carroll handled it pretty well. He continues to deny everything. He says, I think the NCAA was wrong. He said, I think it was a lot of crap. I don't have the exact quotes in front of me, but he said, that's why I don't talk about it. I don't want to talk about it now, but it wasn't right. I find that hard to believe, but that's Pete Carroll's position. So I thought Richard Sherman, who I'm kind of predisposed not to like ever since that outburst at Michael Crabtree last year, he was good today. I mean, he can be pretty eloquent when he wants to. He's obviously a very smart guy. I think that he probably has focused on maybe changing his image a little bit. And, you know, he's still got a lot of the bluster about him, but I did find him very impressive. And on the Patriots side, really enjoyed visiting with Rob Ninkovich, who you guys know is a Southside Chicago guy.
Yes, he is. Lincoln Way.
Lincoln Way East. He actually was born in Blue Island, and they moved to New Lenox, I guess, when he was in seventh grade.
Everybody does.
And Tara, a story that we just did for Chicago Football for the TV show a couple weeks ago, I was not aware of Rudy's Gym. And apparently I'm one of the few sports people in town who wasn't. Rudy's is in Shorewood, and it is run by Francis Rudiger, who is the brother of Daniel Rudiger of Rudy and Hollywood fame. Francis is a world record-setting power lifter with a Rudy story of his own, who's been running this gym for 35 years now, and apparently every high school athlete in the city who wants to be somebody goes there to work out, and it's where Ninkovich became Rob Ninkovich. And so we had kind of a fun conversation about that. He still loves the Chicago area, hasn't lived there in about 10 years, but it was just really refreshing. And I got to tell you guys, visiting with Rob Gronkowski, even with some of the goofballs around, is still kind of fun because he's a goofball in his own right.
If we were talking about him earlier. Yeah. We were where the line is drawn between him being like an actual dope and him sort of playing a dopey character.
Which one is it?
I think it's in the middle. He's not an actual dope, and I don't think he's trying to play a dopey character. He is just a guy, he's a fun-loving guy who on occasion gave, I thought, some very insightful and intelligent answers to questions, and at other times was just having fun. And you know, again, you got to separate all this stuff. Somebody asked him how he feels, I don't know if it's Puppy Fest or Puppy Fair or some puppy thing that's in town this week. He was like, what's that? And I couldn't hear, the person was on the other end of the scrum and probably describing it. And also he got this big look on his face. He's, well, of course, I love puppies. Everybody loves puppies, don't they? I wish I brought a puppy to the Super Bowl, you know? And, you know, he talked about his partying image and this and that, but he's also actually a very sharp guy. And he talked about his brother and how proud of him he is. You know, his brother is a fullback. I want to say Kansas State. It's either Kansas or Kansas State. I can't remember which. I think Kansas State.
Yeah, I think K-State, yeah.
Yeah, he's at Kansas State. Mm-hmm. And he did well. You know, I thought Belichick handled himself really well. He had his stock answer ready for any of the deflatable questions, not dealing with it, talking about Seattle, but wasn't rude, never got snide, and actually answered some other questions in more detail than he usually goes into. You know, the one guy who's kind of his star has sunk with me is Brady. I always liked him, and I hated his press conference last Thursday, and today he was the only one that I again found to be just a little arrogant and disingenuous, and maybe that's just me, I don't know, but I've always been a fan, and I've kind of lost that with him the last week or so.
What did he do? I mean, I've heard some of it. We're playing parts of it before, and he is, if nothing else, horribly handsome. I will say that for him, because everybody calls him the pretty boy. Was he just what was it about that he did? Because I didn't. We had little bits and pieces of it, but I didn't hear all of it. Obviously,
well, and that's the problem, Terry. Is obviously they're out there for an hour, and in order to cover them all, you only spend a couple minutes with each. So, in my case, it wasn't that he did anything, you know, egregious. He said anything. He just a couple questions. He just got kind of smarmy about it. You know, somebody, and again, part of the problem with this is that when you're in these scrums, you can't always hear the question if it's coming from the other side of the podium. He just came off as a little, to me anyway, as a little superior and almost like, you know, he was doing certain folks a favor by answering their questions. And it's probably just the way I read it. It may not be fair.
A lot of early money apparently is being bet on the New England Patriots. People are thinking that Bill Belichick, with an opportunity to game plan here
and a better defense
and a team in the Seahawks that is viewed to have a real problem with the wide receiver position, is just something that he is going to be able to solve. I know an individual outcome in a game is difficult to predict, but it's pretty convincing to think that if, in fact, he wants to take away Marshawn Lynch, and they're going to stack the box, and they're going to give up some possibilities down the edges of the field, that he might just be able to do that, and then what? Is there a counter for the Seahawks if that's indeed the plan?
I think there is. First of all, let me qualify this as saying I know nothing about gambling, but obviously it's part of our business, so I've followed it for a long time. The game opened at 2.5 Seattle. It went to a pick. I believe it's now New England by a point in Vegas. What I've always been told is that that's all the stupid money. The smart money comes in either very early or very late.
Correct.
And when the line starts moving during the week, that's the silly money. And I think what a lot of this is probably a reaction and maybe an overreaction to how bad the Seahawks looked for 55 minutes against the Packers, because when you throw that out, when you throw that performance out and throw the Patriots' route of the Colts out, remember, these guys played, I think it was last year, maybe it was 12, but the guts of these teams played recently, and it was a 24-23 marvelous game that the Patriots kind of blew at the end. So they're really evenly matched, and so I think, Dan, the counter, I don't know if it's the counter so much, but the Achilles heel for the Patriots is probably going to be the read option here. I think, you know, there's a lot of things that you can plan for and coach and take away, but at the end of the day, when that read option gets to that mesh point, if guys don't react perfectly every time, Russell Wilson is going to make some big plays. And so if the Seahawks are going to win this game, I think it's going to be primarily with Russell Wilson on the ground. And then if he starts to break loose earlier, that'll free some things up for Marshawn Lynch. The flip side of it, though, is that the Patriots are a overall more talented team than the Seahawks. So, you know, they're far superior on offense, and they're pretty good on defense themselves. I mean, a stunning stat that nobody's talking about is over the last 7 weeks of the season, the New England Patriots allowed 22 points in the second halves of games. I mean, it's stunning when you think about it. Seahawks didn't do that, you know.
Right.
And actually, they hadn't allowed a touchdown until that last game against Buffalo. And so New England is playing really good defense right now, too. And I think if you take some of the, I don't want to call it a gimmick, I mean, read option is part of the NFL these days, but if you take some of the what we tend to think of as the gimmick stuff away, they match up pretty well. I don't know if there's a quarterback, you know, running back combination in the league that can do more damage with that read option than the Seahawks. And so I think that's the Achilles heel for Belichick, because that's not about scheming. That's about guys every time have got to, you know, make the right read and react the right way.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I didn't have the stats in front of me, Hub. But to me, and just and I'm not a very good football guy, I don't know anything, but watching the Patriots over the course of the season, I think this is the best defense they brought to the Super Bowl in a damn long time. And again, anything can happen, but it's a better defense. The cornerbacks are better. A lot of things that they couldn't do in the past, they can do now. And they, we're talking about Marshawn Lynch and all the other stuff you can do, because you can trust your corners now. You can trust them.
You're right, Tara. And you know what's so interesting about it is that was a big deal when it came to beating Denver and beating Indianapolis last week. The truth is, it's not as big a deal in Seattle, because they're not very good at wide receiver. Yeah, I know that Kurse made the play in overtime, and I know that Baldwin makes some plays occasionally, but it just seems like if Darrell Revis and Brandon Browner and Devin McCourty decide to, that they can keep the wideouts from catching a pass all day, you know, and it could be a big difference. The other stunning thing about the Patriots' defense having improved as much as it did is Dante Hightower is their best player. Not Dante Hightower, but Jared Mayo is their best player, and he's been out since midseason. He's done for the year. Dante Hightower was their second best player. He's been out for, I don't know, 7-8 weeks now. Jamie Collins, who was drafted exactly, I believe, two or three spots after John Bostic in that draft, is the best player on the Patriots right now. And over the last 6-7 weeks, he may be the best linebacker in football. And a lot of it is spinning off of Collins and then, of course, the corners. And then you got Chandler Jones and Vince Wilfork and Ninkovich up front.
More talk with Hub coming up. We're going to get to some local Bears things, too. A little bit of news today that's leading to some other discussions. So he survived media day at the Super Bowl, and we've got more with him coming up. Boers and Bernstein, you have the score.
Chicago Sports Morning Show is Mully and Henley.
So, apologize. It's great because it's the arrogance
of the
Patriots.
This insufferable. I don't need to hear from the owner. Shut up.
Turn them on when you get out of bed.
Or get in the car.
Mully and Henley. Chicago Sports Morning Show. Turn them on at 5 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. If you've ever seen American Hustle, you know this line. The more you say no, the more they want you to say yes. That's my big takeaway from Media Day. I mean, think about the two guys people are talking about most. Marshawn Lynch, who had exactly zero to say. In fact, the only thing he had to say was, I'm just up here so I don't get fined. And Bill Belichick, who didn't want to talk about Deflategate anymore, which only caused people to ask about it even more. In other words, the more you said no, Marshawn Lynch, Bill Belichick, I got nothing to say, the more people not only asked, but became interested in it. Look, Media Day jumped the shark a long time ago. We have tons of access, tons of networks, and every player, if they want to, has a Twitter or Facebook account to get their word out. But isn't it interesting on how American Hustle mirrors the two most popular interviews today? I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
0435.
Join Northwestern basketball, Chicago's Big Ten team, as the Cats take on Purdue this Saturday at 5 p.m.
Limited service with delivery. If you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at pdqpos.com. That's pdqpos.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
The morning. Dreams are the most important thing we'll ever own. We believe that everyone has a dream that pushes them to do more, to be more. When it comes to pursuing your dream, being protected is just the start. Dreams need encouragement, support. That's what we do. We go beyond protecting where you are now. We make it our mission to understand your next dream and give you the guidance to get there. So yes, it's not just our right to talk about dreams. It's our job to inspire them, protect them, and in your moment of need, help restore them. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Find an agent and get a quote today at amfam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Life Mutual, Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 37.
O'Rewards.com. It's fast, easy, free, and now online. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly. Oh, 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 O'Reilly. O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
For details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Marcus, doesn't get any better than this.
Oh, you think we don't know that? 524 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are visiting with our guy, Hub. As promised, he is in Arizona for the Super Bowl. He had a blast on media days. He always does. And would you want to, you had a Bears question, did you not? You had something about the Bears' actions?
Well, just the fact that the Bears today named Clint Hurt their outside linebackers coach, interestingly enough. And there are a lot of people who believe that this looks like that they will get the follow-through that we predicted, that Vic Fangio, while there will be some hybrid looks from his edge rushers, is going to have a specific coach for that edge position. So this looks like the oft-anticipated 3-4.
Yeah, I kind of took that as a fait accompli, to be honest with you guys. When Fangio was hired, I mean, you look at how successful he's been, and while he does a better job with the hybrid looks than pretty much anybody in the NFL, the advantage that the Bears have here is that you got to pretty much rebuild the defense regardless of what scheme you're playing. I mean, they're not good enough to play 4-3. They're not good enough to play 3-4. So you brought in an expert in the 34. I have never understood why fans assume that immediately makes you better on defense.
Well, they're going to get a chance.
Yeah, so the part that I found more interesting, though, guys, is, Clint Hurt was on Mark Trestman's staff.
Right.
He's a holdover from last year, and I think he's the first one so far. So whether he had just been around the building and Ryan Pace and John Fox got a chance to visit with him, or whether there's a connection. I saw this earlier today, and I was planning on doing some homework on it tonight. I'm not sure if there's a connection anywhere, but I think it's really interesting that you now do have a holdover, a bridge to the locker room from the last staff.
I tell you that we were talking about this earlier. I don't know if we were on there or off there, and we were talking about, but John Fox, I mean, when you talk about putting together a coaching staff and doing all the things you need to do well before the season gets here, I mean, that this guy has done a terrific job. There's coaches hub that we all kind of know who they are and guys you'd want coaching your team. So I don't know if it's possible to win the offseason coaching derby, but I think the Bears did pretty damn well. And again, it probably means something, maybe it means nothing, but up to now, you got to like this.
Terry, there is no question about it, okay? I don't know a lot about Jeff Rogers. I know he did a nice job with their special teams in Denver, but I don't know a lot. I do know, and I've said this repeatedly, I'm not backing off from it, Vic Fangio has been the best defensive coordinator in football for four seasons now. In Adam Gase, you've hired a guy who was a serious contender, at least in your mind, for the head coaching job. I mean, they liked him. You know, until Fox became available, he was definitely a possibility. And so that's your troika. That's your big three, and you've got a guy who's taken two teams to Super Bowls in charge. He's got the best defensive coordinator in the league, and he's got an offensive coordinator who some people think should be running a team. So as far as I'm concerned, right there they win. I love the job they've done putting the staff together. It doesn't get you a single win, this season, but that's not what you're playing for right now. Right now you're trying to get the best coaching talent you can, and it doesn't stop there, by the way. Ed Donatelle, a lot of people are, we was talking about this with some of the guys today as we were in the break between the teams, guys from other cities. Why isn't Donatelle a defensive coordinator? He's qualified. You got Dowell Logans, who's been an offensive coordinator, who's going to be your quarterback coach. So there's a lot of really good names on this staff.
Lance Briggs also is extending an olive branch to the Bears, where he's saying that, yeah, I think I might be enticing for a team because I know the game and I can still play a little bit, and the problems last year are in the past and that was a different regime. And he certainly seems somewhat desperate to have a job. Now, we know that it's Pace's call, but I also know that those above Pace were very displeased with Lance Briggs' behavior last year. They thought that he was a problem in the locker room, not to the extent that Brandon Marshall is, but even that's going to be Pace's call as well, despite what ownership is saying. But where would you be on Briggs here? Is this absolute no, just cut bait, forget it? Or would you say, yeah, if he's healthy and in shape, it's worth a low-risk contract?
No, I think it's worth investigating. If you do it, Don't make the mistake that Emery and Trestman made with Urlacher. Do it with some serious intent. You know, I mean, obviously he's not going to get paid what he was getting paid before, but don't offer him a minimum contract. Don't insult him. And I think it's at least worth the conversation. Guys, we feel good right now because all that was bad is perceived to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't going to be perfect. Stuff is going to go wrong along the way. And so my style would be to continue to do little things here and there to build some leverage, to build some room. And I think Bears fans, you know, would love it. I think the deal would have to be that Briggs would have to be the one who came up and said, you know what, maybe I didn't handle everything right last year, but I want to be a Bear. And you know, if he were to say the right things and they were to do it for a year, I think it could make a ton of sense. Now, the other thing I was interested in, and I think Mitch sent me this, because I don't spend much time at Twitter, but apparently Peanut Tillman tweeted something the other day about something that's happened that's going to allow him to stay in Chicago.
It was a bit. It was a hotel advertisement. He was talking about some arrangement with a hotel chain that's going to allow him to stay there when he's in Chicago.
I see. Because my take on it was that it wasn't necessarily as a Bear. It didn't say anything about being a Bear, but that's even worse. In other words, he's planning on playing elsewhere.
Well, you know, I guess the thing is with Briggs, and he indicated on Comcast last night. I guess the thing is that what it is it possible to have a amicable breakup with a star player, with a guy that, because we know the Urlacher thing didn't work. It hard feelings everywhere. Fox said he's going to reach out to him. I mean, and if the Briggs thing doesn't work, if he can't play, if he can't make the team, that's one thing, you know, and maybe give him the chance if that's what he wants. But I just, you know, it would be nice to see one of your really terrific players over the years go away with a smile on his face, yeah. Not go away just saying, I hate all you bastards.
Well, you know, the reason it didn't work with Brian is because they basically tried to insult him. I mean, you don't offer a future Hall of Famer a minimum contract to come back for one more year with the caveat if you can make the team. You just don't position it that way. I mean, you know, the contract's not guaranteed until he's on the roster on opening day anyway, so there was no upside in that. But the other thing that really exacerbated it is to many people's surprise, including mine, nobody else wanted Brian either, you know, and so he ends up out of the game. And I think that's where the bitterness really started to build.
No doubt.
Yeah, I think he was upset with what the Bears did, but then we realized nobody wanted him. He had nobody else to lash out at. So, yeah. You know, in this case with Briggs, I think, you know, you make what can be conceived as a reasonable offer. It is clearly predicated on making the football team. You tell him that part of the deal is that you step up and take your responsibility too. It might be worth a ton in the locker room. And I'll tell you something else, guys. At this stage of his career, he might not be that bad inside in the 3-4. I think that would help him, because I don't think he wasn't playing bad football before he got hurt, but he's not famous for being a workout warrior, and I don't know if you can count on him to come in the best shape
Correct.
Of his life. So I don't think you can put him on the outside, but on the inside in the 3-4, you're basically still a guy who chases, but in a confined area, and your main responsibilities are play the run and shoot a gap once in a while. So I think it could be an interesting experiment, and it could serve very well in the locker room.
Yeah, I think there's some downside there too. And Hub, it wouldn't surprise me if Pace just says simply, we appreciate everything you've done, and we look forward to a continued relationship with the team in some capacity, but no thank you, and if you can find a job elsewhere, go ahead. I don't think you have to go through the dance of, if Pace doesn't want him, I don't think he's going to try to do the thing to make it look like he does, because he doesn't care.
Well, he doesn't have to care, because Lance did enough damage on his own.
Uh-huh.
My thing is that if you want to give him a chance to play because he's better than what you've got, this is the way you do it. But unlike Urlacher, you can just say goodbye to him, because Lance pretty much did that on his own.
All right, up tomorrow night. You belong to the kids, my friend. Have fun. We'll talk
all right,
to you tomorrow.
Have a good night.
You too.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update studio, the Wolves host Rockford this Saturday at Allstate Arena. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Bulls begin their six-game road trip tonight, and they're at Golden State. The Warriors have won five in a row. They're 21-1 at home this season. Might be a little tough for the Bulls. They might be out without Jimmy Butler, who missed today's shoot-around, is questionable with an illness. Mike Dunleavy also is questionable with a right ankle injury. Dunleavy hasn't played since January 1st. The Blackhawks are off today. They skate at L.A. tomorrow night. Craig Crawford starts in nets. Clint Hurt will remain with the Bears as their new outside linebackers coach. Hurt spent 2014 with the team as the assistant defensive line coach. Media day for Super Bowl 49. Here, Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson.
I dedicate this game to somebody, my parents. You know, my dad's gone. My dad's up in heaven. He's probably sitting here somewhere. I don't know where he's sitting, but he's somewhere in this building. And, you know, my mom, you know, she raised me the right way. So I just love them both, you know. So this goes to my parents and just the 12th man fans, you know, playing for them.
It's New England what? And the Seahawks. What, he's up in heaven? He's sitting in the room somewhere?
Right, which is it?
I don't know.
He's gone. And we couldn't do nothing about it.
I thought maybe they might be in heaven doing this. Media day.
Well, you know what? Heaven. There's always a San Francisco job open for him.
That's ludicrous.
I love that guy.
Oh, my God.
Seahawks and Patriots on Sunday. It's also known as the big game. You can hear it right here on the score. And Terry's favorite goalie of all time, Martin Brodeur, the greatest player to ever wear the pads, will retire after 22 seasons, move into a front office position with the Blues. He played in all of 7 games this season for the St. Louis. I think he's like 62, though, so it's pretty good, 7 games.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never bite a burger better than a Bubba. From backyard barbecues to tailgating for the big game, Bubba Burger is always the quality and convenience you can trust. Find Bubba Burger in your local grocer's freezer today. I'm Matt Vaticola, and you're listening to the radio home for Super Bowl 49. Right here on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by the Coyote Logistics Hockey City Classic. That's at Soldier Field on February 7th.
And actually, a portion of those proceeds, in some capacity, I believe, are going to be headed toward Children's Oncology Services through certain sales. So if you see things via social media with people who may have tickets, who are part of a charitable program, I know that that particular thing has got various charitable arms to it, like as so many sporting events do. So that's a very cool thing. And Coyote Logistics,
also
a sponsor of our Midwest Poker event that's coming up on February 19th. Good folks there, good people. And if you've been following the story about the Vanderbilt rape trial, there's 4 football players that have been accused, and there's separate trials here. The jury reached a verdict on the first round, so this is trial still pending for 2, but 2 former Vanderbilt University players guilty of all charges in the June 2013 rape on campus. This is Corey Beatty and Brandon Vandenberg. 7 counts for Beatty, 9 counts for Vandenberg. All were convicted on all charges, and this is go away for a long, long, long time stuff.
Yeah, it is.
This is. And I don't even want to read some of the specific stuff about what's penetrated with what, because it's just nasty. But it's aggravated, attempted, aggravated, and with extra criminal responsibility.
That's a long, long time.
Yeah, that's...
That's a long,
unlawful
long
photography, tampering with evidence.
Oh, Lord.
Aggravated rape, aggravated sexual battery, and it's 7 counts for one and 9 counts for the other.
You know,
each count carries some minimums.
Yeah. It's very difficult sometimes with these things to prove anything, because we so many of these guys that we just don't have it. We know what happened. We just don't have it. We just don't have a case. And it's all over. It's rampant. And it's nice to see somebody finally nailed. But that sounds pretty convincing, doesn't it?
It does. And now I think that you should probably go back to the current head coach of Penn State.
Oh, yeah.
Some questions there, too. I mean, I don't know what else with the conviction there. It'd be nice to see what his response is, because remember, early on, it was the typical thing of backing players and gathering info, all that. And there were some questions as to why Penn State would want to hire this guy when there was still all these loose ends to be cleaned up. Well, they've got their own trial that's going to be starting there in relatively short order. But
this is not good for Franklin. I know what he said originally, and this is not... Do they have... is it the number one recruiting class in the country? It's something like that.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, the guy is going to get, you know what I mean? He's the guy that's going to bring players to school. But I didn't like his reaction to that thing.
Because remember, he changed his story?
Yeah.
When he got under oath about saying he saw the video, remember?
Yeah, it's coming
and
back.
He made
to
it
me.
Up.
And then he said he lied
about seeing the video.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he testified that he had seen it. He said, I talked about the video as if I had seen it based on what was described to me from the administration. So I'd just gotten done meeting with the administration. I didn't want to go in and water my message down. I didn't want to say I was told or I saw a video from somebody else. I spoke as if I'd seen the video because I was angry and upset. Uh-huh.
So it's okay if I officially, I never did, but that I don't like him? Is that a good stance?
Sure.
Yeah.
You don't have to ask me. You don't need my permission to not like somebody.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, my facts get a little fuzzy and I'm not sure, but I remember some of that. And I thought at the time, man, that's a dangerous stance on this one.
Here's an email from Rudy who says, I'm with you, Terry, on disliking both Super Bowl teams. Brady's obviously one of the best ever, but he's such a vapid mannequin.
Vapid mannequin!
The cheesy, awful interviews with Jim Gray on Monday nights are the worst, and I hate
the
blowhard owner, his Patriot way garbage, and the Seahawks screaming in every interview, especially after the Packer game. It's nauseating, like pro wrestlers. After a stupid team just gave you a Super Bowl berth, and Russell Wilson says God was responsible for all of it.
And today...
Today, it's for
his parents, but...
And his dad's in heaven, but he's in the building. We'll pick one.
He's in the upper tier. Well, why don't you get him a better seat?
That said, it's going to be a hell of a game. Yeah, I think it should be.
I'd say get him a
game.
Better seat.
Why is he all the way up there?
You're Russell Wilson.
If you're in heaven, it doesn't mean you have bad seats.
Right. You know, you got good seats.
You'd hope.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very... I haven't read Art Thiel's book. Have you? You should read it. You're a fast reader.
No.
You could read it on one plane trip.
No, at least he blamed God for the interceptions. I give him credit for that. At least he said that the interceptions were God's setting it up, setting up the narrative. God made him throw picks.
What, those things were God off.
Well, not his fault. Not his fault. It was the higher power was directing those footballs.
Oh.
Just to set up a story about him. How narcissistic is that? Did you actually think that some universal, invisible creator was making footballs move to set up a story about you?
There's a fine line in there between just what you're saying and what he's doing. You know what I mean? I think that in general, that most people like him, but he's walking a very fine line.
Yeah, getting to the point of come on. Yeah. Man. Even Aaron Rodgers said that God doesn't care who wins football games.
I don't watch football anymore. I gave that up. I got tired of the interviews after the games because the winning players always give credit to God while the losers blame themselves. You know, just once I'd like to hear players say, yeah, we were in the game until Jesus made me fumble.
Joke stealer.
He hates our team.
J'accuse joke stealer. That's George Miller's bit. That's word for word. What's that guy's name?
That's Jeff Stilson.
Jeff Stilson just stole one of George Miller's jokes, and he only had like three funny jokes his whole career.
That was like 20 years ago, though. So
George Miller did it in the early 80s. No. Yeah, that was his.
I looked for it. I couldn't find the audio of that original.
That's George Miller's bit. Same. The game was going great till Jesus made me fumble. That's like for the old Letterman pre-CBS, show.
They were really close friends. Yeah, really, really tight. And he was always on the show when you sort of go,
well, nobody else would have him. It wasn't funny.
It was like, okay, you're having him on, but he's not funny. But they're friends,
like Jimmy Walker with another one of those guys he'd have on. But the reason
friends from the comedy. What is it? The Comedy Store. What is it?
That's
Hollywood.
L.A. Yeah, that's L.A.
Yeah, that's where they all were. Yeah,
but that was his. I only remember two George Miller jokes. Well, no, there are three George Miller jokes that
I
remember.
I don't remember any of them.
It was that one. It was the game was going great till Jesus made me fumble.
Jesus made me fumble.
And he goes, and the other one says, I went on the airplane today, and there was a sign, and it said, no smoking, no foomer. I mean, I can live without a cigarette, but I will not give up my foomer. And what was the other one? Oh, the other, I didn't say it was funny. The other one was, he said, it bothers me when a really old person says something like, I'm going to be 94 years old. And I always say, good, that means you'll be dead soon. And again, didn't say it was funny, just said I remembered them. But that Jeff Stilson stealing dead George Miller's jokes. That's not right.
Well, maybe he's not dead.
He's dead. He's sitting with Russell Wilson's dad.
And Jesus.
Jesus.
And Jesus.
Bors and Bernstein. Wow. We'll say your favorite words next.
He's ready. Score.
Kick off the 2015 running season with the Bank of America Shamrock Shuffle, Sunday, March 29th. Register now and be a part of the world's largest 8K. A great run through the heart of Chicago. Register now at Shamrock Shuffle.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids.
K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877, Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877, Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877, Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
On a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
He said the guy standing behind him was drunk, tackled him earlier, walked behind him, took off his head, ran off. He asked for it back, and then apparently punched the guy.
He took off his head? President of Townstone Financial. Meet Paul.
Hello, friend.
He called to refinance the 6% mortgage on his Florida rental condo. During the consultation, David learned Paul only owed $15,000 on his Northwest Indiana home worth $260,000. Since rates on primary homes are always lower than investment properties and refinancing investment condos in Florida is challenging, David recommended Paul do a cash out refinance on his Indiana home to pay off the condo. After clearing the plan with his wife, Paul gave David the green light to refinance his Northwest Indiana home into a 15-year fixed loan that'll enable him to pay off the condo 5 years faster and save over $300 per month. Paul works in a steel mill. He knows how to make steel, whereas David does mortgages. He knows how to make the numbers dance. If you want honest advice from a lender that will always look out for your financial best interest, call David at 312-896-2111. That's 312-896-2111. Tune into Chicago's premier real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, Saturdays from 10 a.m. until noon on AM 890. Townstone Financial is an Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, and Illinois mortgage licensee number 6629 and NMLS number 136.
Hey, Kevin and Bean here from the Kevin and Bean Show. We have combed through the archives to find some of our best moments from the show's history and are kicking things off with our pal Jimmy Kimmel.
Go to krock.com to watch as we dare Jimmy Kimmel to eat a piece of bacon that's been stuck on the wall for a full year.
It is disgusting, but also hilarious and worth your time. Go to krock.com and watch it now.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
10 at 5:48 at Chicago Sports Radio. Sports Radio. Sports Radio. I'm getting ready for next year. I'm sitting on the row with all the meatballs. Sports Radio. My two favorite words in show business. Is he in a tunnel?
Hi, Lawrence.
Lawrence, how are you, my friend?
Hello, Uncle Terry. Hello, Dan.
All right, before we get started, I want to let people know, you, Terry, you've done that read for the Coyote Logistics Hockey City Classic at Soldier Field.
Yes.
So I have just been informed that if people are going to order tickets and you include the code COS for Children's Oncology Services, then all the one-step kids will get a portion of the ticket price. So COS is your code if you are buying tickets for that. So a lot of stuff going on, Lawrence.
Yeah, there's a ton. I've enjoyed what I've heard today from you guys.
You'd be the only one
listening.
Yeah. No, I've enjoyed some of the Bear stuff, and I plan to get into it at some point later on tonight. I think there are three interesting issues with the Bears. The Lance Briggs stuff is interesting because you would think he would fit as an inside guy in your 3-4, but
he'd be hurt.
And probably.
He hasn't wanted to get himself in shape.
That was true a year ago. It wasn't true last season. He was in shape, and everyone who's been on the beat will tell you that Lance was in shape last year, maybe just didn't care.
Right. Mental shape then.
But physical shape, he was fine. And the other thing, two other things. First of all, the Brandon Marshall stuff, if you're John Fox, do you say, yeah, you're not, if he's still on the roster?
Oh, I have that for sure.
He's out?
If Pace decides to go against the recommendations of everyone above him, and they're just that, they're just thoughts.
Allowing it.
They're just thoughts, just recommendations. It's your roster, do whatever you want, but we can't stand him. He's a nightmare. If he keeps him, there's no Showtime thing.
You can't let him do that, can
no,
you?
No, that will not happen.
Cannot.
He's invited back.
They made sure of that, didn't they?
They made sure to make that public too.
It's still, I think, a long shot that he's retained. But if so, there's none of that.
And I really like the idea of them kind of. And Dan Durkin did a great job of breaking it down on 670thescore.com that it's not like you're going to. It's not a miracle if they decide to go to 3-4. It's just a different way of doing things. And he correctly points out that the two teams that you're going to see on Sunday, kind of mostly out of a 4-3, they do disguise some stuff. But don't forget that the you have two teams in the Super Bowl that play mostly the front that most Bears fans are used to seeing from their team. So there'll be some of that tonight. I want to talk about cheating tonight.
Cheating. What constitutes cheating?
What constitutes cheating?
The difference between gamesmanship and cheating?
I feel as if we kind of just use that euphemism that gamesmanship is cheating. It's just depending on where your heart is, that's when you're like, oh, well, you know, I mean, it's just great gamesmanship by them.
Sign stealing in baseball? I mean, I know in football, every single play, somebody is doing something that
illegal.
They're trying to get away with.
Sure.
Every play.
They're holding on every
play.
There's
been so many people weigh in on this cheating thing and how wrong it is. They're not sports fans, Lawrence, but just professors and guys who write.
Ethicists.
All over this about, boy, this is so wrong. And I'm going to tell you why it's wrong. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, you're giving me heartburn. You're making me awesome.
Well, at least you're raising awareness of heartburn.
Isn't that what people do? These guys get lots of money. They get hired.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Out to do all sorts of stuff. I know.
I will not use. What, we can't say that? What are you talking about? Don't you remember Lance Briggs said that word at the podium a couple years ago, and there was a whole to-do about saying that word?
No.
Oh, wow.
I remember. It's my job to remember. You can't say it. Let's move on.
Stop it.
Wow, and the Viagra lady's a friend of the show now.
She's very attractive.
We're going to get a little clearance.
She needs clearance from Marcus Pfizer, yeah, and then she can join us.
But then you can't say that.
Well, I wasn't going to say it to her.
Well, sure.
Actually,
you
were. I was.
You were hoping she'd say it to you.
Well, not if she saw him. I think that'd be pretty much out of the question. All right. Well, Lawrence, this sounds terrific. I mean, I mean, guys who really don't care that much about football and all that have weighed in on this, and they still continue to weigh in everywhere on cheating. I've had enough. Stop.
Did I thank Paul Sullivan and Hub Arkish? Well, now I have.
Paul Sullivan, you know, he just, he's my guy. And I didn't make a short joke.
I heard someone wearing his ass out, too, today. Paul Sullivan. Some caller called you guys and like, yeah, what's up with Sully? Yeah. Why does he hate the Cubs?
I mean, come on.
Don't be wearing out my guy from HF.
Yeah, and he's the one guy who gets it. All right, now crack production staff, Joe Dredge.
Joined by the man himself, Jamal Crawford. Can you describe the zone you were in that fourth quarter? 21 points in that final frame.
I say six man of the year.
DeAndre Jordan singing at Jamal Crawford.
Oh, those blocks, too. That guy, he's another one. Yep. Oh, my goodness.
He's still Hassan Whiteside.
No, nobody is. He is Rockford's American Idol. Best production man who ever lived, Christiana Hill.
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Ass pack. At least he kept saying it to Deion Sanders, too, this year.
Mr. Matematicola.
I've handled dozens of balls over the past week.
Who hasn't? I love Matt Medical, and I'm glad he's reunited with that guy. Why are interns Tommy Guns and the great Tony Fish. We thank you for listening, calling, emailing, texting. We will do it all.
Talk the music.
Uh-oh. I did. I guess I did. All right, everybody have a great night. Lawrence Holmes coming your way. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom.
I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412. 12.
Want to turn some heads? Go from ho-hum to hottie in 90 days flat. Let champion bodybuilder and superstar fitness model Sagi Kalev make you a beast. Body Beast is the pro's program to burn fat, carve lean, defined muscle, and transform your body for jaw-dropping results. Call us today at 800-630-7764 to get Body Beast for only 2 monthly payments of $19.95 plus shipping and handling. We offer a no-risk 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-630-7764 today.
Attention local business owners. Was your New Year's resolution to grow your business? CBS Local, Audio Ad Center, Facebook, and Intuit QuickBooks are partnering to give one lucky local business the key tools to be successful in 2015. Enter to win over $4,000 worth of audio and social advertising, accounting software, business resources, and more. Go to NewYearSweepstakes.com to enter today. That's NewYearSweepstakes.com. Don't miss out on jumpstarting your New Year's resolution.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com. JustFlowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331.
The CBS Chicago Weather app makes it easy to check your weather on the go. Get real-time local